This week on the Digital Marketing Scoop, we're talking about if your brand should start a podcast.
I forgot that was like recording me doing this.
Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of the Digital Marketing Scoop. This week we are talking about if your brand, if your company should start a podcast. The answer is yes. Thank you for listening to this week's episode.
That is it. This is probably a bit of a biased podcast.
So yeah, I mean, it is absolutely 100% a very biased podcast. We did an episode a while back about kind of why you should create content.
Yeah, we did.
And I mean, that follows pretty strongly into this, into why you should start a podcast, why a podcast as well, I suppose.
Yeah.
So the easiest way for me, from my point of view to talk about it is the experience it's helped our business over the past year. And for me, obviously it's a huge amount of content.
Yes.
It's audio content, it's video content.
Yeah, we video our podcast.
Dave is diligently behind the camera at the moment. Cameras. Audio content, video content, and of course you can chop it all up then into all the smaller clips for all your social media content. So the way I look at it is one core piece of content that you can use to keep all your social media profiles active all the time. If you're doing a weekly podcast, you have so much content for your YouTube channel, Facebook, Instagram, even TikTok, whatever you're on, you can, from just one podcast, get so much content from
brilliant,
it.
Brilliant, yeah.
So yeah, why would you want to do that? Well, do you want your brand to develop your brand? Do you want your brand to be in front of hundreds, thousands of people every week?
Yeah, because we reach globally.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
That's the funny thing. When you look in the stats, you see the amount of people, you know, in the US and Australia.
Everywhere. We're like, oh.
So it is, and that doesn't mean if you're just a local business, you shouldn't do it either, because it's still content.
Yeah,
we still
have loads of local people.
Exactly,
the vast
majority is Irish.
Yeah.
So it is just an absolutely fantastic way to build a lot of content, which in turn builds your brand.
Yeah.
Which in turn, obviously, it affects your bottom line.
Yeah, and you can become the industry leader. Then you can position yourself as that industry leader, because you are providing all this content and information to your customers, or just people who are listening who might know someone who is a potential customer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's getting that word of mouth as well going.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It's just, it's a great way, as you say, you know, position yourself as the expert, make you the authority figure in your industry. And that's, you know, whether you're a B2B business or a B2C business, it goes, you know, you can see the variety of podcasts that are out there at the moment.
Yeah, podcasts are on the rise. So yeah,
absolutely.
Time to get in it.
and that's the other thing. People always say, oh, it's too late. Oh, I've missed it. I should have started 1 year ago. It's never too late.
No.
It's like, you know, if you've got a great idea for a podcast, if you've got great content, if you've got interesting people to interview, if you can help educate or entertain with your podcast, doesn't matter whether you started, you know, 5 years ago or you start now. Obviously, the best time is now.
Yeah.
It's always now. So that is, you know, I think it's just an absolutely fantastic way to build your business's brand.
And when we have guests on, we learn a lot as well.
100%.
You know what I mean? We learn from our guests. So it's goes both ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People learn from us, but we learn from the guests, and our listeners learn from the guests as well. It's brilliant.
Yeah. And of course, the guests promote our podcast, which promotes our brand.
Yeah.
We promote their guesting on our podcast, which promotes them.
Yeah.
So it creates a lot of kind of, you know, publicity.
Yeah.
Because you're accessing people who you may not have accessed otherwise, and they're out there promoting you. So it's just an absolutely brilliant way to, you know, not just to build your brand, but to make lots of really great contacts as well.
Yeah. And people are really willing to go on podcasts, especially for free. So, you know, you have all those influencers and you have to pay for them to talk about your brand on stories on Instagram, say.
Yeah.
But if you've got an influencer on your podcast, it's for free.
Exactly.
Most
yeah.
of the time. We don't pay for anyone to go.
Yeah, it is. It's brilliant, and it creates, you know, creates kind of a nice community as well. Like you can see in the stats, you know, when the podcast goes out on Thursday,
yeah,
there's always like this spike. You know, yeah, there's people who diligently kind of listen to it every week.
Yeah, they're waiting for it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so you do create this kind of some bit of, you know, loyalty or community around your brand.
Yeah, definitely.
And
yeah,
so that's also extremely
important as well. You know, like we're consistent every Thursday, yeah, so then they trust us to have it out every Thursday, and it builds that trust with our brand as well as the podcast.
Yeah, and that goes for content in general, because I know, like, I think was there some study done that most podcasts kind of go like 2 or 3 episodes or something like that, and that's the end of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like a lot of them, they start, there's a like podcast graveyard kind of, like there's just, you know, there's the first few episodes and then they're done. The key is that consistency, because you know, there's going to be hundreds of people listening to your first 10 podcasts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you have to keep going. It's a longer term game.
Yeah, it 100% is. So don't, you know, don't get disheartened if you're 20-30 podcasts in and the numbers are tiny. Think of it as, oh my god, these people I've talked to that I wouldn't have talked to before. Yeah. Or all this content I've
all
created.
Content, yeah, exactly.
That you can reuse forever and ever and ever.
That's it.
So I definitely wouldn't, you know, don't worry about your podcast numbers. Don't worry about the reach. Don't worry about how the downloads.
Yeah.
Just keep the consistency going. You know, the numbers will hopefully come with time.
Yeah.
But if they do or don't, there's so much value you're giving people with your podcast. That's going to come back in a really positive way for your brand.
Absolutely.
So I hope we've convinced you to start the podcast.
And next week we have a guest on. So our guest next week is the author of The Age of Influence, but he also has his own podcast, and I was just listening to them earlier, doing some research on him, you know, and one of his podcast episodes is called Why Am I Investing Time in Being Interviewed on 100 Different Podcasts? I was like, oh my God, I thought it was just us who were chosen. I was like, oh, well. But it actually explains, he explains, and we'll talk to him more about it, but he explains that he is trying to promote his book. So he's using words of mouth. You know, he's getting on all these different podcasts to talk about his book, and then loads of people hear about his book. So instead of paying, you know, an influencer or post a picture about my book there, nobody's going to really care. But if they're listening to, like, all these different people listen to 100 different podcasts,
yeah,
he can tell all those people about his book. So I thought it was a great idea.
And once again, it's, you know, it's about using the content, not as a sales tool. I'm sure we'll have a great chat about, you know, how he's doing that process.
Yeah.
And it'll just naturally lead on to tell us about your book.
Tell us about your book. Yeah.
It's an absolutely fantastic platform. It's one I would recommend. You know, we talked about businesses not having YouTube channels. You know, there's going to be a time every business will have their YouTube channel. I think there's going to be a time nearly every business will have their podcast.
Yeah,
it's basically your way to kind of create your own radio station with your content.
Yeah, definitely.
The conclusion for your brand, start a podcast.
Yes.
That's been this week's episode of the Digital Marketing Scoop. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of the Digital Marketing Scoop. If you haven't subscribed yet, please search the Digital Marketing Scoop at any of your favorite podcast platforms and subscribe. And if you'd like to follow us on LinkedIn or Instagram, just search for Click Media and Marketing. That's CLIQ Media and Marketing. And we'd love for you to follow us.